Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tea Talk with Angel, the belly dancing medium. Each Wednesday at 9 p.m., I present messages of inspiration and motivation and discuss topics from across the community. Callers are always welcome, and I'm happy to do on-air readings on every show. Sign up for news and updates at bellydancingmedium.com, and please remember to like my program before the show's over. Now sit down, pour a cup of tea, and join me for a fabulous and fun gathering.
Good evening and welcome to the show. It is Wednesday night, time for me to be present with you here on the airwaves. I do apologize if my voice is a little raspy, not feeling at 100% today, but I wanted to make sure I got in and got my show in for you so that we could make your connection and move you forward in your life's purpose. So for those of you who are tuning in for the first time, I am Angel, also known as the Belly Dancing Medium. I encourage you to visit my website, bellydancingmedium.com. You'll see it linked right here on the radio webpage, www.bellydancingmedium.com. You can also go to the New Age Guild website and find me linked right there on the front page where you can find my profile page. You can check out all my cool information so that you can connect with me, because my desire is to connect with everyone and help people move forward in their lives. I am a spiritual medium and also a soul journey shaman, and my primary modality of connectivity is to connect direct to spirit using my guides, your guides, the ancestors, and all of the various levels of masters that come from the ascended masters to the angelic presence to the divine spirit and the universal masters that connect with us throughout time. So before we get started, I wanted to take a moment to acknowledge everyone. Thank you all so much for tuning into the program today and listening to my show. I want to take a moment to take a deep breath and just ask everyone to just relax and release whatever you may have along with you today. It has been a rough and tumbly few days for a lot of people. We've had a lot of energy shifting our world, a lot of energy changing our process, a lot of energy coming through and forcing us to look at what we're doing and deciding whether we want to stay or whether we want to move forward. And that energy is coming to us through chaos, physically, mentally, and spiritually, whether it is earthquakes, whether it is family discord, whether it is workplace confusion. It's a time for change. And with the fall equinox coming up at the end of the week, it is a great time to create a space in your life where you can harvest what is powerful for you and turn all this conjuring energy that we have running around us into positive. So let's take a deep breath, relax, and just breathe and know that in this moment, you are surrounded by loving energy. You are surrounded by the divine. You are surrounded by your guides and your angelic support systems, and they are here to create for you a space of power, a space of joy, and a space of abundance in all areas of your life. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So before I get started, I'm going to take one caller just to anoint the show with a question. I have a lot of callers here, and I got lots to cover, so I am going to ask you to keep the call short. Just a brief question, one question, please, and we'll answer your question for you here on the air, which I love to do, but I will invite you to, you know, visit me at my website. I do have many options for you that I can work with you. I have an option I call my Soul System Diagnostic that I've put together specifically for the radio listeners. It is a 20-minute, $45 session that I will help you go through any kind of issues or questions that you may have. But for the rest of you, I'm happy to take your calls. But again, let's try to keep them nice and brief so we can get through all the content and all the callers for the evening. Thank you for holding. You're on the air with Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Rosemaria, how are you?
I'm Rosemaria. How are you today? I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. Where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey, I get lots of New Jersey. You guys, New Jersey, stay up late.
Yeah.
My goodness. What can I do for you today?
What did you pick up? I took care of my job thing. I start this week. So,
okay, cool.
Whatever that's coming in for relationship-wise. I know it falls into place, but...
So you're wanting to know, if I understand, you're wanting to know if something is coming into you for relationships. Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
To make sure. Okay, cool. And I'm not seeing that there's someone specific that's with you in this moment. That is a potential person. I'm seeing somebody coming in, and I'm seeing a relationship coming in relatively soon. It's almost like you've triggered kind of the motion of things to come. When like this one step was important for you to do, things are going to start moving forward very quickly. And I'm almost getting like dizzying in, as things are coming together, and the relationship is the next thing. So that's the next piece that you're going to get your reward for. And I have a deck that I pull cards from when I'm doing the radio, and the marriage card came up next to a card around speaking your truth, which for me is stay focused on what you've asked for, stay focused and don't compromise on what you're looking for, and this partner is going to be provided to you very quickly, like really super quick. You're going to find yourself holding hands, I see, with someone before the end of the year. So it's coming very quickly, but it's not somebody you know. This is a new opportunity coming to you. So this is not, I'm not seeing this person in your space today. That make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so be ready for it. Don't look
cool.
At the floor anymore. Be ready for it, and this person's coming, and it's going to be pretty fast, so it's going to be a little dizzying, so be prepared for it. And trust it when it comes. You have a habit of not trusting. So just trust it.
Yeah.
Trust it when it comes, okay?
Cool. Appreciate it. You
Alrighty.
Know how it goes when you don't.
I
when
do.
You get into that mode for path, yeah. Cool. Appreciate it.
Okay. Alrighty, sweetie. You have a good one. Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye bye. Wonderful. Wonderful. So that's something that I want to speak to here for a moment. You know, when you're in a space where you're creating your life, and you've taken steps to move your life forward, and you like really hustled and worked to make things happen, and you've done everything you're supposed to do too. You've done the work, you've done the prayer and the meditation, you've done everything that you were supposed to do, and it comes and the thing that you reached for comes. The other things that stand behind it, that are kind of in the background, start to come equally as fast as the closing of the deal, so to speak, because it all kind of is aligned. So if you think about it like little toy soldiers, you line up your little toy soldiers, as soon as you get that first one, the rest of them start to come in. So when you're in balance and when you're in check and when you're completely in that space of creation, I call it divine magic, and you're in that space of creation, things will start to fall really fast and really feeling like it's really easy, and it can be dizzying, especially if you've struggled. So one of the things that's important to hold on to is faith and trust, so that you know that when it's coming, that it's coming and it's real and it's for you. I'm going to invite you to visit my website here for a moment. I'm going to take you to the website through my Soul Journey Shamanism link, which is right there in the menu. If you go through that to that link, you're going to find a resource page that's going to talk you through all the processes, all the systems that make who you are, body, mind, and spirit, in this whole conversation around Soul Journey Shamanism that I walk with. And everything that you do, everything that you confront, everything that you stand in as you're moving through to your desires, to your wishes, to your dreams, can be supported and or blocked by where you may be stuck and where you may be experiencing some issues in your system, whether it's through your energy systems, which we call our chakra system, whether it is what cords or attachments you have to individuals, to places, to lessons, whether it is what is written in your Akashic records, all the things that make up who you are there. And I refer to this a lot, so I encourage you, if you haven't done it already, please go to my website and mark that page. And when you find yourself struggling with something during a day or during an issue, during an incident or an event, or engaging with an individual, go back and you can kind of figure out where it is that you need to do work and that will help you with clearing and releasing if you do that work every day. And I do want to remind you that it's important that you do the work every day. I was reminded today when I was talking to somebody about walking the walk, you know, and practice what you're preaching. You know, I have a habit of sometimes forgetting myself that the things that are important to do every day are the things that make all of this possible. And it's as simple as getting up and drinking a glass of water, brushing your teeth. It's all the disciplines of the process of being in balance and being connected so that you can receive. And the best image that I can give to you is a telephone. And if you have a connection, if I could tell you that you had the connection to someone or something or someones who could take you everywhere and any place that you want to be, simply, easily, and supported as possible to get to your goal in fast, painless, prosperous way. And all you had to do anytime you needed them was pick up the phone and call them. Would you do that? Would you pick up the phone and call them? And most of us would say, yes, I would. I mean, of course I would. But we do have that access every day. We have access to that type of support every day. We have the ability to pick up the phone in any moment we're in crisis or any moment we're confused or any moment we need support, any moment we need courage, and call out to our support systems, call out to the divine, call out to the angelic realm, call out to whatever systems that we need to check in with, to get that confirmation, to get that support, to get the answer to the question. There's a couple of tricks to it, though. Number one, you got to carry your phone with you, right? Number two, you got to know how to dial. And so the simplest way I can put it is, if when you make that connection every day, if you start your day off just balancing and clearing and making the connection in a quick 5-10 minute contemplative session or meditative session, you are now connected. So the phone is with you every day once you do that. Once the phone is with you, all you got to do is tap in. And tapping in is literally just tapping in. Just tapping in real simply. It's like, hey, I need some help. And the help will come. It's that simple, my friend. It's that simple. I'm going to take the next caller if I can get my technology to work here. Good evening. You're on the air with Angel. Who am I talking to?
Hi. Hello? It's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you today?
Oh,
what's up?
My birthday.
Happy birthday, Lisa. Happy birthday, Lisa. Well, what can I do for you today on your birthday?
Significant other relationship is going.
So is it a significant other relationship, or it is a relationship and you're trying to figure out what's going on? Are you guys actually in true partnership and you're trying to realize what's happening? If I could just some clarity on that. Is this a significant other or a desired significant other?
Oh, no. God, no. I mean, if I had a desired significant other, I would be in hog heaven. No, this is a significant other.
Okay. So you're in the relationship now. Maybe that's a – so this person's in your space right now. And what I'm getting is that for this particular individual, this is more a learning experience than a relationship experience for you. This person is not on the same plane. And it feels real stressful. It feels like it's just like work, you know, and people say relationships are work. They're not supposed to be work. This one feels like it's work. Does that make sense? Like there's like...
Well, it could be because I wonder if they have a hidden agenda in keeping me there in their lives. I've asked them before. Do you think, are they faithful to me? Is he faithful?
God, how can I put this? What they're showing me is the difference between an astronaut and a caveman. You know, this person does not resonate in the same plane that you resonate in. And so I keep hearing it's not that complicated. It's not even about being faithful. It's just, you know, this person needs you more than you need them. So what it is, yeah, there is an element of them holding on to you, but at the same time, you're kind of holding on to them. So at some point in time, if this is something you don't want to do, then just let it go, because there's not this relationship doesn't have anything for you, because all the benefits are outweighed by all the pain and the stress and the discomfort and the confusion, and you know you're finding yourself looking at yourself, trying to figure out, you know, asking questions, and you've worked really hard to get to a point where you're strong and you have confidence, you have all the things that you need to achieve what you've been put here to do, and like this person's just kind of chipping away at it. And so you're being told not to compromise when it comes to relationships. You know, the message that you're being given is acknowledge the relationship lesson that this was brought to you to live. It's like, I acknowledge that lesson. Thank you so much for the lesson, divine energy. This was a really great lesson for me. I acknowledge that I've learned this lesson. I'm ready to let go so that you can let go, so that you don't pull another person like this to you, because that's what this relationship was. And it's not a horrible relationship. It's just no fun. You know, it's just not, it's just like having a job that's no fun. You get up in the morning going, oh, I got to go to work today. That's what it feels like.
You're really good, because yesterday I was thinking this relationship would be enough to drive anyone to, you know, some kind of addiction problem, you know, just to escape the no light, you know, there's just no light in it.
Yeah. And so remember what the word relationship is about: people relating. And they're creating together. And if that's not working for you, it's not necessary to be in it. It's not. The purpose of a relationship is to support both people. And right now, you're like, it's like a vampire. You're the person supporting the other person, and you're not getting anything out of it. It'd be different if you were getting something out of it, but you're not. So if you want to, if you're ready to move on, because something can't come to you until you let this one go. And it's like, you got to let this one go, and you got to clear the crud out of it. You know, you got to clear it. And so let it go, clear the crud out, so that you can create a warm, joyous space so a new energy can come in and give you something that's a little more in line with what you want. Do not compromise. You don't need to compromise anymore. You know what you want. You know what you need. You know what feels yummy and wonderful and juicy and joyous. Spend some time really working with your system with those types of words. I want a juicy, joyous relationship that is like somebody pouring melted butter and honey, you know, whatever it is that works for you to say that, and create that space in your meditation so that when you are ready to pull somebody in, that you're pulling somebody in that wants to play at that level, not somebody who wants to pull you down. You've worked too hard to be pulled down. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah, where am I supposed to be going to meet that someone? I mean, I'm even looking at men on the street, you know, and fluttering my eyeballs at them. You know, I'm trying to be really open.
Flirting is okay. It's because you're ready for a relationship. So the one thing that you want to be careful with is you don't want to just like, I want a relationship now. Create the relationship that you want. Spend the time creating, and the relationship will come. It really is closer than you think. And I say that, and people are like, oh, but what now? What does that mean? And you're going to wake up a year from now in this relationship, and you'll have been in it for a while, and you're going to look back going, I can't believe I was waiting. And this is just really, really good. So the first thing you got to do is you got to get rid of this one. You got to create, you know, if you got to write it down, create the ideal relationship, the ideal person, body, mind, and spirit, physically, everything that you want, make it gooey and juicy and yummy. And then go out and be present. So it's not about where do you go to meet the person. When you meet the person, they're going to come to you. And we usually meet them when we stop looking. And that's what happened to me when I met my husband. And we look, we don't find it. Then we stop looking. Yeah. And then in the moment we stop looking, they walk up to us and say, hey, you dropped this. And there they are. The universe plays that trick with us all the time. So I know that you're... Yes.
Yeah, I thought I had it. I thought I had it the other day. I was just I feel like I'm in a bold state of mind, and I'm really proud of myself where I'm putting myself out there. I was in a laundry room washing my sleeping bag, and this guy came in, and he was holding the door for me, and I said, don't hold the door for me. It's too much work. And then he, you know, I positioned myself because I knew he was coming back in, and I positioned myself so that he could see. I think I had some exotic color on my toenails that I thought was exotic, and I put my foot out so he could see that I was a hip-happening woman, see my toenails. And he did. He stopped, and he started talking to me, and I thought, well, this is really going nice. And I kind of liked him. And then all of a sudden, before I knew it, 10 minutes into it, the way he was talking about his ex and the horrible stuff he was saying and how he'd had, you know, the police were called and she had fingerprints on her neck. I was trying to crawl out of that laundry room unrecognized. You know, I was trying to escape with my life. And so, you know, that's the other thing. Like you said, you know, I don't want to be magnetizing people that are not of the same level.
No, and again, the big thing that I would get for you is sit down and really get that connection going with your you know, your grounded source and with the divine source to really get that clarity around what you are desiring, what you need, what you want, what you wish for in the relationship, and create a space where this person can come in when it's time for them to come in. It's okay to have some fun. You know, you can date because you got to learn how to be with a good relationship. I am a fan of dating. And that's a thing when I'm working with people on relationships that they struggle with, because we all want the perfect relationship and we're ready for a relationship. We all want that perfect person now. But the thing is, you got to date to find the perfect person. And you also not need to know how to be in a relationship when you find that perfect person. So it's okay to learn how to connect to people. So when you open yourself up to the possibilities of the connection so that you can learn how to connect healthy, so your system, like a muscle, can learn what it's like to be in a joyous relationship, you got a date to do that, which means that not everybody that you meet is the one. Sometimes you meet people that are here to help you so that you can be ready for the one. Because if you don't allow yourself to be open to connecting with people so that you can get comfortable with connecting, when you meet the one, you may not be evolved enough for them. Which means that they're going to be the awkward one going, oh, she's not quite ready. So you want to make sure that you don't close yourself to the opportunities to date, but you also want to make sure you don't compromise on who you date. You know, you need to feel beautiful. You're starting to get bold and feel beautiful and all that stuff. You need some reinforcement. You need somebody to respond to that. You need people to connect with you and say, yeah, you are exotic. Yeah, you are beautiful. You need to feel that so that you can be comfortable in that. So when you do meet the one, you're not weird and awkward and not, you know, not responding enough, responding too much, because you're not sure how to be. So don't be afraid to date, but it's coming. And tune into your intuition. You know when somebody is a freak and crazy. You really do, but you're not connected. Yeah. You're not connected because you're in a space. You got lots going on. So make sure you do your morning connections or your afternoon, however you do your connections. And it doesn't have to be long, so that you can get your intuition back in check, because you do have a strong intuitive sense. But that's what I got for you.
I do.
Okay.
And you know, I think being weird and awkward in the beginning is okay too. I think it's okay. I mean, I enjoy men. I enjoy women. You know, I enjoy being around people and you know, I enjoy having fun with them. So I don't know. I know 6 billion people on the planet. I know he's out there. I know he has a name. I know he's running around, you know, doing whatever he's doing. And I'm just
he's out there. He's out there. He is out there. There's actually 7 billion people in the world. So there's even more.
Oh, lordy.
He's out there, and he's closer than you think. So just continue to do what you're doing. You are definitely creating a wonderful cloud of interest where you're pulling people to you, and that's important. Just now it's time to start picking. It's time to start shopping and start, you know, going through the process and interviewing, so to speak, for the job. And then when you put it out there, you're going to find this person. You're definitely going to find them. And I would encourage you to spend time in the areas of interest that you have, you know, events and activities in the areas of interest that you have, because it feels like you have a really interesting, eclectic kind of beyond even New Agey. It's this really interesting, eclectic interest list of things that you like to experience. So, you know, do more. Do more. Be safe. Be out there. Do more, because you're opening up more. And you're also going to, you know, in this process, going to meet more people that are wanting to be your friends, more people wanting to connect with you. And then you're going to start meeting more guys that want to engage with you. Okay?
Yeah, okay. That sounds great.
Cooly.
Thank you.
Awesome. You have a fantastic evening. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Awesome. So it is the Love Show tonight. Thank you so much for calling in. My name is Angel once again, Angel the Belly Dancing Medium, here on my wonderful Intuitive Tea talk show here on New Age Guild Radio. For those of you who are still holding, I am going to get to more calls, so hang on tight. I will get to you. Just going to have my little commercial break here. I'm going to ask, if you haven't done so already, please go to my website and like my Facebook page. I have a really great Facebook page out there. It's linked right there on my homepage on bellydancingmedium.com. I mean, trying to get more people to like my fan page. I have thousands of people I engage with every week, but only 79 likes on my Facebook page. So if you could like my Facebook page, I post a daily reading there, a video reading on my website and on my Facebook page. I post updates and news and messages and inspirational things for you. And I do engage with people on my Facebook. Sometimes I give away readings. There's all kinds of fun things that I do on the Facebook, so I really would love to engage with you. So if you could take a moment to just click like my Facebook page, and also if you haven't done it, if you could follow us here on Blog Talk Radio, follow the radio page, that would be awesome. I'm going to go ahead and take the next caller. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Angel. It's T.
Hey, T. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. So much has changed since I spoken to you.
What's happening?
I am in the process of moving. As far as the job I had at the time, I lost it.
Uh-huh.
I'm in the process of trying to figure out where my next move is, but I have to be out my apartment by the next Thursday.
By next Thursday, so the end of the month. Okay. Okay, so the job thing was something that you manifested. I know it's uncomfortable, but you manifested that because it was time to move on. So it looks like what you're trying to do right now, it looks like we're trying to figure out where we need to move. Is that what you're saying? What is my next move? Is that what I heard?
Yeah, I'm like in between three states.
Okay.
And I'm trying to figure out which one is the best one for me, but I'm also like putting into consideration love life as well. So I'm trying to see all together, like career and because I'm at that point where, you know, I am pursuing love. It was just the best place for me.
So there's a space that I'm looking at. So I'm doing kind of, it's like a grid they're showing me. I've got a grid and you told me you're in between three states. So they've shown me it's like a circle. And in the circle, I've got like I can't think of anything else but to call it like a diamond shape. And it's in this, it was kind of northeast, I want to call it, in the kind of upper quadrant of this circle they're drawing for me. So I don't know where you are, but that's kind of like if you were looking where the north goes straight up, and then you got the east goes to the right, and it's like this diamond geographical shape in that space. So do you have something that's kind of more north, right? Yeah, that's north. That is more northeast, kind of in the higher areas, kind of up and to the right of where you're at?
I was just thinking of either Philadelphia.
Where are you located? Where are
New
you located
Jersey.
Right now? New Jersey. Yeah, New Jersey. That doesn't look right from what they told me. Oh, I'm just going to gonna see if I can't figure this out, because that's not what they're showing me. So if I look at, if you're in New Jersey, which is, looks like kind of more, you, God, I don't know what that is, because I can't, I'm not quite clear on what that is. Because it's up higher than you are. I don't know if that's like New York going up the coast. I don't know what that is. And mm-hmm. I'm not seeing, well, there is a little bit of water. I'm not seeing like a lot of change in the, I'm not seeing a big change in how the geography looks. So it looks like there's city life around you. And there's a commute involved. So it's something where you're going to be commuting. So is Philadelphia to the north of you, this place you're going?
It's more south.
So it's going mm-hmm. down. So what is the other opportunity you're looking at? Where is that one located at?
Atlanta?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that one's also south. I keep seeing up. So unless something new is coming, I keep seeing up more to the north and to the east a little bit. So that's what I was shown. I can look at those two. The first one is Philadelphia, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one where the love interest is?
No, I'm saying, I'm just going based upon feeling and vibration.
Oh, I see.
And so I was just taking those three into consideration. Like, out of those three cities.
You gave me two. What was the third one?
New York City, Philadelphia.
So New York City, okay.
Atlanta.
So is New York to your north?
Yeah.
That's probably where you're going to be heading towards. That's why I keep seeing going more to the north is what I keep seeing. But I'm going to look at Atlanta. Atlanta feels like it's going to be a little stressful for you. It looks like a really great opportunity in terms of getting access, but it feels like there's going to be some stress. I'm not quite sure where that's coming from. Do you know people down in Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when I look at Philadelphia, let's look at Philadelphia real quick. Now look at Philadelphia. I'm not getting as much stress in Philadelphia as I get when I look at Atlanta. Matter of fact, there'll be more abundance coming to you, and it feels like freedom. And I'm getting some mother energy coming in here when I connect to the Philadelphia energy. So it's much more nurturing for you there than it would be for you in Atlanta. And I'm not quite sure what that's about, but that's what I'm getting. For Philadelphia, because the Mother Mary comes in for you on that, and the Mother Mary energy comes in when the energy is going to be nurturing, so that either means there's going to be a mother there for you that is connecting, or the mother energy, or just a more nurturing environment for you around what it is that you're looking to accomplish. And then New York, I'll look at New York. New York looks like it's going to be a little more emotional for you. There's a lot of emotional healing for you. There looks like there's lessons for you in New York to move to the next level. So the choice that you have with New York, if you head off to New York, is it's going to be hard when you first get there, because you're going to have to face some of the things. The growth is what New York is for you. So the thing about growth is that it's extremely powerful and extremely supportive, and it's like the next level and it's awesome, but it can be uncomfortable and even painful to go through because it's lessons and all that kind of stuff. So there, the stress at New York is going to be it's a breakthrough location for you. There's some stress. I don't know. It feels like control and you know, maybe people wanting you to kind of do some things differently than maybe what you want to do. So there's some stress going into the Atlanta area. And then for Philadelphia, there's some nurturing energy for you. So neither choice is a bad choice. Those are the things that you want to weigh. Much more abundant.
Did you feel like any love interest in any?
No, I didn't get that far with that. Mm-hmm. Because it's a what I got was given to you. So it's all about the move, and it feels like that your focus needs to be where you want to be around your process, and that will come to you. Kind of like the last caller, that will come to you no matter which space you choose to go to. That will come to you. The love will come to you. So if you go to Atlanta, something will come to you. But you have to know that you're going to have to live in that space, in that relationship as well. The same thing with Philadelphia and with New York. You're going to have to live in that space, whether it's a stressful space, whether it's a lesson space, or it's a nurturing space. So the relationship that's going to come to you is going to come to you in that same energy. That make sense?
Okay. Yeah, because I was feeling like Atlanta, I know I'll do well there, but sometimes I feel just a little uncomfort in my stomach. And then New York, I want what I want, but I know logically, like you said, it's going to take a while, like how I want to live and,
uh-huh.
and things of that nature. And then Philly, I've been here a couple of times, and when I go there, I love it. I love the scenery, but I haven't been. I only been like maybe 6 or 7 times.
Mhm. So my recommendation for you would be to sit down and do the grounding work that you've been given to do. Some of the things that we've talked about, so that you can really allow your systems to give you the opportunity to go to the next step in your life. Because where you go now is going to be where the doors are going to open and take you into your next step. All three of the opportunities will give you what you want. The fastest opportunity will come to you if you stay up in the northern regions of the state. So Philadelphia, New York seem to be more abundant for you, and Philadelphia feels more nurturing. So it's based on what you just said, it makes sense. So sit down and do that work. And focus on the thriving of your career. Don't focus on the relationship, because the relationship will come. Because do you no good to go there? You have a fabulous relationship, but you can't get any work, because then you're going to have to move and leave the relationship behind. So,
yeah, but you know what the thing is? I know what I woke up this morning and my soul was speaking to me. And I really, really, really have like, I don't know why I always got it narrowed down to two, but it's either I'm going back to school. It's either going to be clinical psychology or I'm going to be a psychiatrist, but I'm leaning more to psychiatrist. So I'm in the process of getting ready to prepare for that. And the schools that I was considering is definitely in the northern region.
So it sounds like you're getting the guidance. You're getting that guidance. You have to trust it. And part of trusting means that you have to allow your connections to give you the information. You got to act on it. So if you've laid them out, if you laid out your map and said, I'm looking to go to these three places, where do I need to go? And they give you signs that point to point A, then you need to trust that and have faith and start moving your life forward towards point A. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went and I did like a little, like I did like 4 pieces of paper. And today I kept choosing New York City, like I was totally shaking the box. And I picked that 4 times in a row.
Because that's kind of where I saw you as well. And so what does that mean? Mm-hmm. So now the question I have for you is, why do you keep questioning it, right? Because you've done everything. You've done all the things that you're told to do. You've done all the tricks and all the fun things to do to connect, and you connect, and that's what you get. So now it's time to act on it. So what do you got to do to make that happen?
It's just nervousness. I'm being honest. It's just nervousness because I really don't, like, nothing is solid. Like, it's just like I got a job interview. I can't say offer, but I got one interview, and I don't know how I really feel about that. But I know I apply for like 20 other positions, and they feel like they will be coming in soon from New York. But it's you know, as far as like, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? It's the 20th or the 21st now in New Jersey. And you gotta, like, you need a job, you need to know where you're living, and nothing, like, I'm like a planner, so nothing, like, when I say I'm literally moving out and getting packed now, and I have no idea, so I'm just nervous and knowing that me, like, getting up on a whim and moving to Jersey, and I've been here for 2.5 years, I really didn't have a great experience.
Right. Here, there's very little. I'm sorry. I was going to say there's very little that one can do to stave off the nervousness. The only thing that we can do is go into contemplation and prayer and know that the guidance is there and just stay in our faith. That's all we can do. That's what the work is for. In the you know, do your morning meditations and just stay focused and focus on what's important. Right now what's important, hear me out. Right now what's important is that you stay focused so that you can generate that opportunity so that you can know what there is to do. So the relationship will come, all that stuff will come. It will come. But what you need right now is to manifest that opportunity so that you can make that move to New York or Philadelphia or Atlanta or whatever it is that you choose to do, so that you can go to someplace you choose to go to, not someplace you have to go to, because you have to depend on, you know, the kindness of loved ones because you're in a space of flux, right? So just continue to focus. If you need to, like I said, you can click onto my Facebook page. I do morning affirmations and high noon affirmations, a lot of different things that might help you. I do have to get another caller, though, because we've been talking to each other for a while, and I have several callers. But you're welcome, sweetie, but you are almost there. But you gotta stay focused. Don't lose your focus. Don't lose your faith. Okay?
Okay.
Don't lose your faith, sweetie. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All righty. Bye-bye. That's the hardest part. It can be very difficult when you're almost there. I've been there myself. I understand how it is. When you're almost there and you're just, oh, my God, any time now it's going to happen. I got to break through. This stuff works. That's all I can tell you. I don't know how else to, as simply as possible, connecting to the divine source and staying on focus. This stuff works. And I would love to work with you. If you go to my website, you'll see my information there. I'd love to help you, whatever it is that you may need to do to kind of get through that. There's only so much that we can do here on the radio. But if you need more, please reach out to me. I'm available to assist and see what I can do to aid you. You're on the air with Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hi there, Angel. It's Gigi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Okay, what's going on?
I wanted to touch base with you and see about any information that comes through for me regarding my next steps in creating the, the visibility for what I do, take my business to the next level.
Oh, so you're talking about your business. Okay. So did you, this is your personal, your thing, your box, your joy box, as I call it. This is not you working for the man every night and day.
That's right.
Okay, right. Rolling on the river. That was my musical interlude for the evening. And so, and what I see is this is definitely your vision. It is your child. It is your thing, and you're going to be rewarded for it. So, what you need is the word that you used was visibility, and that's exactly what you need. It's like everything is in place. Everything is where it needs to be, and now you're just like standing at the front with your business cards at the front of the event, and you're like, how do I get the people to come in the door? That's what it feels like. That makes sense?
Yeah.
So, and one of the things that you're being directed to do is not to be afraid to reach out to someone for some guidance on the networking piece, whether it is joining an organization and engaging with that, whether it's a local organization. It could be something much simpler than you may think. It could be something like a chamber of commerce or something, because you need to start getting out. Hello? You right?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, what happened?
When you said that, just before you said, well, when you were saying networking and join something, I realized that I had gotten, I'd seen an email today that there was a new Chamber of Commerce that just started. They opened their doors. It's the Conscious Chamber of Commerce. And it's a monthly thing, a monthly fee for it. And I was wondering if that would be something that would be successful for me.
I think I'm actually aware of who those guys are, and they are a really great organization for people to get started with their business. It's the Holistic Chamber of Commerce.
Actually, it's not. It's a brand new one.
Okay.
They're calling it the Conscious Business Network. I know of the Holistic one, yeah.
Okay. Any of those would be perfectly fine. You know, I'm not familiar with them. I can look them up. You know, one of the things that I do is work with what I call spiritual entrepreneurs. I'm familiar with a lot of these organizations. And so I know the ones that are like not cool, and I know the ones that are cool, and I'm a big fan of the importance of networking. So it's important to allocate funds in your business. It takes money to make money, as they say. So if you are going to join a network that's specific in the area of your consciousness, that's perfect. And like I said, I'm not getting a hit that they're like dastardly or negative. So that's not what I'm getting. I am getting that they're new. The whole thing with the new is they're starting out, you're starting out. So you guys are kind of all in it together. So it depends on what you're looking for. The upside of starting out with somebody when they're just starting out is you get there on the ground floor. So you're kind of like a partner with them. So if they become big, you're really critical to their process, and it gives you some game, gives you some cred, so to speak, because you're part of this process from the beginning. And that if that's something that kind of resonates for what you're trying to accomplished, that might work for you, especially because they may need you as they engage with more people. So that may work to your advantage, and it doesn't feel like it's really costly. So it's something that it doesn't feel like it's like hundreds of thousands of dollars. It feels like it's something that you can work with. So that is I'm getting a positive hit on that for you. Definitely also, if you want to go to my website, I'm doing a call myself on the 24th, which is this Sunday. If you register for it, it's a free call, and it talks about some of the stuff on business. I would love to invite you to participate. Go to my website, angelthacker.com, and you'll see a place to register for it if you're available. I would love to have you on the call, because I'm going to be talking about some of the stuff around getting visible and creating, you know, a presence, because that's where you are. You're ready. Your stuff is out there. It feels like it's good. It feels like it's attractive, that you're going to be bringing people to you. You just need to know where to hand out your business card. You just need to know where to give presentations and what to do, that kind of thing, because you don't have access. And once the door opens, you'll start to receive. People will start coming in. I would love to work with you if that's something that I can help you with.
Right. And my only other clarifying question is, I was really curious to know whether local, should I put my efforts mostly in local, or should I put my efforts mostly online, where I'm creating more of a nationwide kind of
That's exactly
process.
Where you need to go. I thought you have to focus on international, you have to. You have to, because of just the sheer nature of how we do business
numbers
today, and the importance of what you're doing. And it's so much easier, believe it or not, to focus on it nationally, internationally, in the 21st century realm than it is in the kind of in your community. And it's kind of funny, because once you start focusing on the broader way, you'll start to pull more stuff to you locally. If you focus locally, you're just going to work and work and work and work and work. They will come once you start getting more visible. It's really weird how it works that way. Like
I
was here
exactly
the whole
time.
But may I ask what you do?
Yeah.
What is it that you do? I also do
intuitive coaching.
Perfect. So absolutely. Yeah. Don't limit yourself, girl. You got to dream big. because you're needed, and the community that you're in is too small. It just does. It feels
exactly.
like it's too small. It's just too small.
It is.
So you're gonna. You need to go big. I would love to. You know, go to my website. I would love to have you on the call, because I think that
okay.
you would benefit from it. So my website, angelthacker.com. That's my my business coaching website. The call is on Sunday, and it's a free call, so you can just go on there. But in terms of this network organization, it feels really positive. I definitely see it as something that would be of support to you. The only thing I would ask you to do is, again, consider whether you're interested in starting at the ground floor with them, because they are just – it feels like literally they're just getting started.
Oh, yeah. They just opened their doors today. The thing is that, again, it's on the local level, and I'm not really sure I really want to put my time and energy on the local level. Like, I really want to focus on going wider and doing some workshops. I have somebody who is wanting to partner up with me to do workshops and maybe just start there locally.
Steady progress is what I get for you, and connecting with that person is a great experience for you. It looks really positive. The big thing about this workshop opportunity is it's going to create a process where you're going to really learn how to deliver really awesome workshops, which you can take and expand.
Mm-hmm.
But your process definitely needs to be focused on the
yeah.
larger platform. Does that help?
Yeah.
There you go.
That does.
Well, alrighty, sweetie.
Thank you,
I hope
Angel.
To hear from you. You're welcome. It's
yes.
my pleasure. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Goodness, that was awesome. So, again, don't be afraid to ask a question. I always tell people, you got to be able to ask questions. It's like being a coach. You know, your players got to be able to ask you questions. You can't just spend your time yelling at your players because they're not doing well. They got to be able to ask questions. They got to be courageous enough to ask questions so they can take themselves to the next level. I am doing a call. I forgot about my calls, and the caller caused me to remember. I have a couple of opportunities here to connect with you guys. I have a call coming up this Sunday for those of you who are interested in your spiritual entrepreneurship. Is one of the areas that I have a lot of passion around. My website, angelthacker.com, which is also linked to my Belly Dance Medium website, you'll find an invitation to register for that call. It is 1:30 in the afternoon Pacific time, and we're going to talk about some things. I'm going to share some tidbits with you around what I've learned and give you the opportunity to learn from my experience, specifically how to take your game to the next level, as I was talking with our last caller. And then the other call that I'm doing is going to be on the 1st, and that specific call is about waking up and connecting. It's going to be a free webinar, and you can register for that webinar on my website, Belly Dancing Medium. Go to the events and retreats link, and you will see it, and you can register for it. It is free, and that specific call is to introduce you to my Wake Up and Connect process so that you can get more connected and be more focused on preparing yourself and leveraging yourself every day to create your life the way it is. And I will be doing readings and clearings for everybody that's on the call, so you get an opportunity to take a reading potentially if you're on that call. So subscribe to my website, join the call, and I hope I will see you and hear you there. I'm going to take my last caller here. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to? Hello?
Mike.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
I got a question.
Sure.
I don't know.
I can't hear you. I'm having a hard time.
What's going on?
Can you hold on a second. I'm losing you. Could you repeat your question?
Is that
goes in and out. It's like the connection is being interrupted. Are you kind of in a mountainy environment?
Yeah. Is this better?
There we go. Hi, there you go.
Okay.
Hi, Mike.
All right.
All right, what's your
I
question?
Don't know if it's I don't know if it's for luck. You know, it's like you go to the store and they get one, or you know, I go fish and the boat catches fish and I don't, you know what I mean? I don't know what's going on with me. lately.
Okay. Okay. So I have a thing I say to people. I'm not a believer in bad luck. What I am a believer in is creating energy and falling for the energy that we bring around us. And so sometimes we can be in a lesson phase, and lesson phases can be hard because, boy, when we are in a lesson phase, we get some hard lessons. But if you're in a spot where you are kind of in a hole of kind of icky energy, where you just seem to be like, what is it, Charlie Brown in the Halloween, where he's like, everybody gets treats and he gets a rock. If you feel like you're Charlie Brown right now, then what there is to do is to shift your energy. Because the thing about being someone who walks in spirit, someone who like resonates in spirit, is we have the ability to create that magic. And sometimes that magic isn't fun if we're in a blah space. So we can pull blah to us if we're in blah. Does that make sense?
It does.
Are you still there? Okay. So what do you do for your process every day? Do you meditate, or do you what do you do?
Well, I've gotten into meditation about 3 weeks ago.
Good.
And
okay.
I'm having a hard time adapting to it, you know. And my wife, you know, she's really been like a real big supporter of me, you know, over the last like year, because I'm in a bad slump.
Yeah.
And so, I just can't seem to get out of it.
So I'm going to run out of time here pretty soon. So I want to make sure that I point you to the website. Go to the Soul Journey Shamanism link and look on there to generate the energies around the chakras. And the chakras that I want to point you to are the lower three chakras, your root, your sacral, and your solar plexus, because those are the chakras that are truly grounded in this kind of the most kind of primal energy of our being, which is where you are in your space. And you want to spend some time clearing those and releasing. What I'm seeing is I'm seeing connections to some stuff that you don't need anymore. Some experiences in your life, some people in your lives, some things in your past lives that you just don't need anymore. So you need to release, forgive, and ask forgiveness. And that's all. I'm going to repeat that because that's specifically for you. You want to release, you want to forgive, and you want to ask forgiveness. And you want to do this every day in your process of meditation. And if you can clear this, you can use sage. I feel like you're around trees, so you may not need to do that. But, just dealing with water too, getting around some water would be good for you, because it feels like an emotional connection. And then you and your wife, she could be of support. She feels like she's got some really great healing energy. She can be of support for you in this as well. Do you have someone that you work with in your local community around healing? Have you thought about that? It's something you might want to think about, because what you've got is you've just got some connections. It's not, you don't have no curse. Don't work with anybody that says that. This is just about some things in your space that you need to let go of. And the more that you have this kind of slump energy, the kind of more, the harder it feels. And it's not, you're in a space where you're about to jump into something new in your life. So you got to let go of all this stuff. And it's really about making that connection, grounding yourself, releasing the stuff that you don't need. You don't need it. You got to let it go. And then forgiving everything and everybody that has been a part of why you feel this way in your life. And then asking for forgiveness for anything that you may have done, knowingly or unknowingly, that may be causing other people to send you some energy. And you can crack this slump. You can crack it.
You don't know how right you are. You don't know how right you are.
So that all made sense to you? I'm glad it made sense. But you can crack it. I mean, you can crack
it
this.
Did.
This is just, you can.
Okay.
You can crack it. So
thank you.
So you're so welcome. I'm going to send you some energy. I encourage you to join my mailing list. If you can get on the call on the first, that would be really awesome, because I think that some of the things I share will be helpful. But I would really like you to crack this before the first so that you can move on and do the things you need to do. So send me an email if you need anything else, okay?
Thank you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Goodness, goodness. So that time flew by really fast, as it always does, you guys. Thank you so much. I will chat with you guys all next week. God bless you. And good night.